studies.
正如 Frida 剛才提到，我們現在很多的團契都是讀這個羅馬書。
If you would like to read along with us, we're just in Romans 1.
所以如果大家是想跟我們一同來去做這個讀經計劃的時候，我們現在剛剛開始，只是在羅馬書的第一章。
And I'm always happy to talk to you about all the strange things that Paul mentions.
我亦都好愿意喺呢个嘅同大家嚟到去分享一啲保罗喺罗马书里边所讲到嘅我哋小思想到嘅问题。
And as one of the things you might have noticed in Romans or indeed most of the Bible,
其中一样有关罗马书或者讲整本嘅圣经嘅里边
，is that the authors of the Bible are very careful with their words.
作者们通常都是非常小心来选他们的字眼。
Concepts like what an apostle is or what holiness is.
有很多的不同的意念，何谓之一个使徒，何谓之上帝的圣洁。
Or even what the gospel itself means.
甚至福音本身的本意是什么。
All these words are fundamental to our understanding of who Jesus is and what we're supposed to be doing.
所有这些词汇对我们怎样明白这个圣经、明白福音都是有着非常密切的关系。
Words matter.
所有的字句是重要的。
They shape how we see ourselves.
当我们听一个字的时候，影响我们怎样看我们的自己。
And how we see the world around us.
还有我们怎样来去接触、看见这个世界。
By way of example,
其中一个我常用的一个的一个例子。
One of my favorite movies is called Arrival.
一套我喜欢的电影叫做《临到》。
It's nominally about aliens making first contact with humanity.
那个的表面的故事就是说有外星人临到我们的中间。
But it is primarily a movie about language.
但其中那个的主题，一个讨论的主题就是言语之间的隔阂。
And the way language shapes our world around us.
我们怎样来用言语来去叫我们理解明白这个世界。
Without too many spoilers, one of the central plot points is that the aliens have come to offer a gift.
当然我不想讲太多这个剧情，但是那个故事的大纲就是说，有外星人临到我们中间，说愿意给一个礼物给人。
The problem is whether to translate this gift as the offer of a tool or the offer of a weapon.
但整个的挣扎就是这个赐予这个礼物，究竟是一个工具，还是会是一件武器。
The aliens haven't done anything yet.
虽然那些外星人没有做任何的事情。
But the generals of the world are afraid because they think the correct translation is weapon.
但整个的军事那个的领袖都会有一个的恐惧，因为他恐怕他会给我们的是一个武器。
They are afraid the aliens are going to hand over advanced weapons to humanity.
他们所想的就是如果这个外星人将一个的先进的武器来到交给人的时候，
Imagine an adult handing out grenades at a toddler's birthday party.
就好像一个嘅成年人喺一个嘅儿童嘅派对嘅里边嚟到去分配手榴弹。
That fear leads the generals to try to first strike the aliens.
喺呢个嘅恐惧嘅当中，嗰啲嘅所有军事嘅领袖谂嘅就系话我哋先发制人。
Our hero is convinced that the gift is a tool.
但系嗰个嘅主角所谂嘅就系话，当呢啲外星人所讲到嘅礼物，其实系一个嘅工具，而唔系一件嘅兵器。
I won't spoil the rest of the movie.
我唔想嚟到去阻碍咗大家睇呢个嘅剧情。
But my point is that for better or for worse,
但无论如何
，words as we understand them change how we see the world.
我哋如何能够明白一个嘅字眼，就影响咗我哋点睇呢个嘅世界，我哋嘅周围。
And therefore, how we live in response to it.
而我哋点样明白呢个世界，我哋就会如何嚟到去活出呢啲嘅日子。
Words matter.
系啊，呢啲嘅字句系重要。
Language is not neutral.
文字不是一个中性的一件事情。
Our word for today is blessed.
今天我们所看的一个字眼叫做上帝给我们的祝福。
I don't know what you imagine when you hear such a word.
当我们听见福分这个字的时候，我不知道我们的心里面所想的是怎么样。
Based on my experience of many Chinese churches,
在我的在华人教会中间的很多的经历，
I would guess that most of us think about blessing in terms of living a middle or upper middle class kind of life.
有时我哋谂到人生最好嘅福分就系我哋可以过一个嘅中上阶级嘅一种嘅生活。
We talk about our jobs, our families, our good health as blessing.
我哋每次谂到上帝俾我哋嘅祝福，我哋就谂到嘅就系我哋嘅家境啊，我哋嘅安舒啊，我哋嘅健康啊等等嘅问题。
Blessing in the common imagination is the good things God has placed in our lives.
当我们想祝福的时候，我们就说上帝赐予一些美好的事物给我们。
And while God surely gives us good things because he is a good father.
当然上帝愿意照顾我们好像一个的父亲，所以他愿意将最好的来到给我们。
One of the ways we ensure that our Bible reading is accurate is by comparing our understanding of the text to who Jesus is.
但是如果我们要仔细来到去明白圣经的时候，我们每读一个的字，我们所想的不是我们固有的意念，而是耶稣基督怎么看福分一些这样的字。
After all, when we read through Matthew 5, 3-12,
所以当我们听见这个马太福音五章里面更新补训的部分，
It is easy to see how these texts apply to Jesus.
我们先要看看就是这些的福分如何在耶稣基督的身上来到去反映出来。
Is Jesus poor in spirit?
耶稣基督是不是灵里贫乏呢？
Of course, he depends on God completely.
当然啦，他是全然依靠上帝。
Does Jesus mourn?
耶稣基督是不是成为一个哀恸的人呢？
Not only does he cry over Lazarus, his friend.
我们知道的就是他在拉撒路的旁边来到去流泪，因为他是他的朋友。
But in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus is so sorrowful that he sweats even blood.
也都在客西马尼园的里面，他声泪俱下地来到去在上帝的面前祈求。
Is Jesus meek, merciful, and pure in heart?
耶稣基督是不是虚心，是不是温柔啊，是不是饥渴慕义啊，是不是怜悯人啊，是不是清心？
Emphatically, yes.
所有这些答案都很肯定的，是一个正面的，肯定的答案。
In every way, Jesus says, people will be blessed.
耶稣基督讲的就是说，在很多方面，这些是被祝福的人。
He is the perfect representative of that status.
而他就是一个被祝福的人那个全面的原型。
But when we look at Jesus' life,
但是如果我们看看发生在耶稣基督生命里面的事情，
Where is his blessing?
他的祝福在哪里呢？
What does it look like and when does he get it?
在他的生命里面的祝福是在什么时候发生，用什么形式来去表现呢？
Jesus was merciful.
耶稣基督是充满怜悯。
But when he came before Pontius Pilate to be judged,
但是当他去到这个本丢比拉多的面前接受审判的时候，
The Romans crucified him and
罗马人的决定就是要将他钉死，
and release the murderer of Barabbas instead.
宁愿在众人的面前放走了这个大盗巴拉巴。
Jesus surely is righteous.
耶稣基督是正直的。
Jesus surely is pure in heart.
他绝对是一个清心的人。
Jesus is perfectly God and perfectly human.
他是一个人的完全和神的完全归于一体。
No one has ever lived a better life than Jesus.
从来没有一个这样完全的人能够过一个完美的生命。
Surely, if anyone is to be blessed,
所以如果一个人值得得到祝福，耶稣基督当之无愧。
It has to be Jesus, who embodies the Sermon on the Mount.
因为他将这个的登山宝训的月的全部来到去活出来。
But when we look at Jesus' life,
但是当我们看耶稣基督生命里面的经历，
it would be nonsensical to believe that Jesus' blessing comes in the form that Western Christians often expect.
有时我们会看见的就是我们习惯上面西方的基督徒所想的祝福能不能够在耶稣身上见到。
Jesus does not get riches or respect.
耶稣基督没有得到很多的财富或者得到那种的人的敬重。
He does not get a home or a family.
甚至他没有一个的家庭，没有一个的居所。
Surely God wants good things for us.
当然上帝想将最好的交给我们。
But words matter.
但是每一个的字眼，当我们看的时候，我们要明白它的真意。
And Jesus' definition of what it means to live a good life.
当耶稣基督讲话过一个美好的生命，它的定义究竟是什么？
It's certainly at odds with our definition of blessing.
可能跟我们心中那种的好的生活是不同的两回事。
When Jesus says that the merciful and the pure of heart and the like will be blessed.
当他讲到那些的温柔、哀恸、饥渴慕义、怜恤人的人会得到祝福的时候，
He cannot mean that that life will be an upper class, middle class, nice kind of life.
他所讲的图画是不是我们心中的所谓讲叫做中上产阶级的人那种向往的生命？
Because that's not what Jesus' own life looked like.
因为如果我们看回耶稣基督那个的生命，他绝对不是过着一个我们心中期望的生命。
Instead, what it means for Jesus to be blessed is to be holy.
当耶稣基督讲到他是一个人如何被祝福的时候，就是说一个人成为
To be made separate, to be set aside for God and for the purposes of God.
而这个圣洁就是上帝将我们分别出来，来到去为祂所用。
In the Bible, the language of blessing is firstly a statement about the nature of relationship.
当圣经里面讲到什么叫做祝福，其中那个最突出的地点就是讲到他与人的关系。
And only secondarily a discussion of the benefits God can convey.
而其次才讲到可能是一些物质遭遇经历上面的安全。
That is why you can find verses in which humans bless God, for example.
所以有时候在圣经里面我们看见的就是人好像可以祝福上帝。
Ephesians 1:3, for example, says this.
在以弗所书第一章第三节里面讲到，
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
蒙福的上帝让我和我们那个的关系，他如何祝福我们，我们如何祝福上帝。
Obviously, this does not mean that Paul can confer benefit upon God in some magical way.
当然这样不是讲到的，就是我们可以将一些好处来到去交过给神。
God has no need for food or money or housing.
因为上帝对我们所能够摆上的那些财产啊、食物啊、甚至我们的居所，他都没有那个需要。
There is nothing God could receive from us except relationship.
我们没有东西能够交给上帝，唯有我们是肯定认同一个关系。
So instead, within the Bible, the primary meaning behind the word blessing is to be holy.
所以当我们讲到圣经里面何谓之那个的福气的时候，就是上帝帮助我们成为圣洁。
To be separate, to be aligned with God.
能够是被分别出来，能够与上帝同步。
After all, God is set apart from the world by nature of being its creator.
当上帝成为创造者的时候，他那个的关系就是跟被创造的万物已经有了一个的界线。
God is set apart from the world by being mercy incarnate.
上帝在这个世上和我们那个的分别，就是他是充满着那个的怜悯慈悲，还有他能够是进入我们的生命，进入历史的当中。
We can see this in the life and person of Jesus.
在耶稣基督的身上，他的生命，我们就见到这一切。
Only as a secondary definition is blessing about material good.
其实当我们讲到圣经里面讲到祝福的时候，并不是上帝赐予一些物质啊，或者经历上面的保守。
So, as the example of Jesus shows us, when we are blessed, we are set apart for God's design and God's purposes.
所以当圣经里面讲到祝福的时候，就是说我们被分别出来，来到去合乎主用。
We are set apart to be like Jesus.
我们来到去分别出来，让我们能够是像基督。
To paraphrase our passage today.
用简单一点的言语来到讲今天的经文。
Set apart are the merciful.
怜悯人的被拣选出来。
Set apart are the pure in heart.
清心的被分别出来。
Set apart are the peacemakers.
叫人和睦的被分别出来。
And set apart are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
为义受逼迫的被分别出来。
The church and all Christians who make up the church are supposed to be distinct from the world.
整个的教会和教会中间的每一个人，某程度上就是说表明了我们与这个世界那种的分别。
In the same way that Jesus came to show us that a different sort of life is possible.
当耶稣基督来到这个世上，给我们看见一个另类的生命是可能。
And in the same way that he sacrificed himself for our sins to make that life livable.
他如何来到去摆上他的生命，以致我们能够是活出那个另类的生命。
So too are we to demonstrate to the rest of the world what life in the kingdom of heaven is like.
有时我们的责任就是我们要表明什么是一个的属上帝的一个的生命。
We are supposed to demonstrate what a right relationship with God is like.
我们成为了一个人与神关系修好之后的一个的例子的一个的表法，一个的模范。
We are supposed to demonstrate what it looks like to be reconciled to one another.
我们能够是成为了当我们彼此能够是重新一次在一起的时候，那种的祝福是何等的无比。
Especially across language and culture and nation.
甚至当我们能够是超越了这个的言语文化的界限，而能够是合而为一。
And we're supposed to demonstrate what it means to take care of the earth itself.
我们要表明我们如何来到去承担起这个的保守着这个的世界的一个的命。
The earth that God loves and called very good.
我们怎样来到去爱护整个的创造的世界。
We were made to be in the image of God.
我们是应该活出怎样为之活在主的形象和样式的当中。
And therefore to be like Jesus.
所以我们要像耶稣。
that through us the world may come to know who this God is.
因為如果我哋能夠像耶穌，我哋就能夠喺呢個嘅世上表明上帝係一個點樣樣。
And the difference that Jesus makes in our lives.
耶穌基督點樣喺我哋生命嘅裏邊嚟到去改變我哋嘅生命。
Now I believe everything the Bible wants to teach me.
我好肯定嚟到去相信聖經所教導我哋嘅每一。
I also have eyes.
但同時間我亦都有我嘅眼睛。
I have seen enough churches and enough Christians to know that while we ought to be defined by how different we are from the world,
我見過好多嘅教會，好多嘅信徒。當雖然我哋知道我哋應該與呢個嘅世界人咧係有別，
That's not always practically true.
但係喺我哋真正活出嚟嗰個嘅時候，往往並唔係一個咁樣嘅樣子。
Christians are as sinful as anybody.
基督徒與世人一般，我哋同樣都有呢種嘅犯罪嘅傾向。
We are not always merciful. We are not always pure in heart. We're not always righteous. In the language of Matthew, we are not always blessed. But we are supposed to be distinct from the world.Because as verse 12 implies,
因为在12节的里面基本上想讲的就是
we are supposed to be like the prophets of God.
我们像以前的先知一般。
After all, when Jesus says that in the same way that they persecuted the prophets who were before you,
因为耶稣说的在这个的以前的日子他们怎样来到去逼迫那些先知，这种的逼迫同样会在我们生命里面发生。
He is drawing a direct comparison between Christians now and the prophets of old. In the Old Testament, prophets do not primarily tell the future. Their primary job is to call people back to God. For example, Jeremiah 7 says this.Hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah who have come through the gates to worship the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Reform your ways and your actions, and I will let you live in this place. Do not trust in deceptive words and say, This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. If you really change your ways and your actions and deal with each other justly,If you do not oppress the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not follow other gods to your own harm, then I will let you live in this place, in the land I gave your ancestors forever and ever. But look, you are trusting in deceptive words that are worthless.
耶利米書第七章所講嘅就係，你當站在耶和華殿嘅門口，在那裏宣告這樣嘅説話，你們這些門敬拜耶和華的一切猶太人。当听耶和华的话，属万军之耶和华以色列的人如的神如此说：你们要更改正行动作为，我就使你们在这地方依然居住。你们不要倚靠虚谎的话，说这是耶和华的殿，是耶和华的殿，是耶和华的殿。你们若实在改正行动作为，在人和邻舍中间施行公平，不欺压寄居的。和孤儿寡妇，在这地方不流无辜人的血，也不随从别神陷害自己。我就使你们在这地方仍然居住，这是我古时赐给你们列祖的地，直到永远。
Sometimes the prophets predicted the future.
没错，有时候先知会讲到将来发生的事。
But most of the time they talked like this.
但是大多数的时候，其实先知的说话就好像头先的对话一般。
To call the people of God back to their core mission.
他们来到去要呼唤叫人来到去翻去到主那个的给我们的使命的当中。
For Israel to represent God to the rest of the world.
要以色列能够是成为万邦之中的一个国。
In Jeremiah's day, Israel was two-faced.
在耶利米那个的日子，有以色列好像有着两个不同的面孔。
With one face, they worship God.
猶大一方面他们会专注来到去敬拜神。
With the other, they denied the worship of God completely.
但另外一方面他们与上帝那一个的敬拜好像过着一个完全不同的一个生命方向。
And so Jeremiah, like most of the other prophets,
所以耶利米好同其他嘅先知一般
brings their hypocrisy to light,
将佢哋嗰个嘅虚伪嚟到去放咗喺佢哋嘅面前
to try to bring the people back to God,
要佢哋嚟到去回转归向上帝
to bring us back to Matthew,
当我哋睇翻呢个嘅马太福音嘅时候
when Jesus compares his people to the prophets,
而耶稣基督将嗰啲嘅信徒同埋嗰个嘅先前嘅先知摆埋一齐嚟到去比较。
And he is implying that we ought to operate in the same way.
佢提到嘅就系我哋就系现今嘅先知，我哋好像先前嘅先知一般嘅嗰种嘅。
By our words and by our values.
藉住我哋嘅说话，藉住我哋嘅价值。
By the ways in which we live our lives.
用藉住我哋点样嚟到去活出我哋每一日嘅生命。
And the ways in which we love God and love neighbor.
叫我们如何来到去爱上帝爱我们的邻舍
We together are supposed to be living demonstrations that the kingdom of heaven has indeed drawn near.
应该来讲我们就是那一个的模范叫人在我们身上看到上帝的国度已经在我们的中间
Our lives are supposed to be so different than the world that when people get to know us, the sins of their own heart are revealed.
我们生命里面应该有一种的反应叫人睇见我哋嘅生活嘅时候，能够系照亮照明佢哋生命里边嘅罪。
We are supposed to be so merciful that we reveal just how many petty grudges our world has.
我哋喺我哋嘅生命嘅里边，应该系有着嗰种嘅慈怜，叫人睇见佢哋心中嗰种嘅结系点样嚟到去堆积。
We are supposed to be such peacemakers that the violent inherent to our world is called to judgment.
我哋应该系一种嘅爱好和平嘅人。要整个这个的爱好暴力争斗的一个的世界能够看见他们的不善
And for this, people will hate us, as Jesus implies in verses 11 and 12.
但是正因为这样的缘故耶稣基督在11、12节里面讲的就是说人不会接纳反而会讨厌憎恨
To paraphrase a different TV show,
另外有一套电视剧这样说
No one likes a good person.
没人喜欢一个良善的人
They make everyone else feel guilty.
因为如果有良善的人在我们面前其他的人就觉得很有罪疚感。
But to quote Jesus,
但如果我们看回耶稣的说话
Be perfect as your Father who is in heaven is perfect.
他叫我们要完全正如我们的父在天上的完全。
And to be clear, we are supposed to be set apart from the world now, not in some distant future.
也都要在这里说明当耶稣叫我们来到去在世上完全的时候他是讲到我们现在而不是在一些很遥远的将来
When Jesus talks about the blessed, those who are set apart
当耶稣基督讲到这个的被祝福被分别的人
He does not say that the kingdom of heaven will be theirs one day
他不是讲到说、有朝一日上帝的角度来到了那时候我们就可以这样过活
He says that it is theirs now
他跟我众人说的就是说你们现在已经有了一个这样的使命这样的呼召这样的生
And when he says that great is their reward in heaven
所以当他说到你们将来在天国 的赏赐是大的
It is important to remember that in Christ heaven has been brought near to the earth
当我们要记住的就是当耶稣基督在我们的身边在这个世上的时候其实他已经将天国带到人的中间
You might be asking how this is possible.
有时我会问，咁点可能嘅咧？
Throughout the Gospels, it is clear that Jesus is the King of the Kingdom of Heaven.
但系当我哋谂嘅时候，就系耶稣基督喺整个嘅福音书里边，佢都好清楚表明，我就系呢个嘅天国之主。
His arrival is heralded by John the Baptist, like the kings of old.
当佢临到呢个世上嘅时候，施洗约翰就系如嗰个嘅王上一般嚟到去欢迎。
He is crucified as the king of the Jews.
当他被钉死的时候，在他上面的名牌就是说，这是犹太人的王。
Jesus says things like, "My kingdom is not of this world."
耶稣基督会讲到的就是说，我的国度不是这个世上的国。
Jesus does not become king after his ascension into heaven.
耶稣基督不是说他升天坐在全能父上帝的右边，先至成为一个王。
He has always been king.
从开始到末了，佢都系一位嘅王。
So when Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven has come near,
所以当耶稣讲到天国近了嘅时候
，He does not only mean temporally but spatially as well.
佢唔系净系讲到时间上边，亦都喺嗰个嘅空间上边，佢讲到上帝嘅国度已经要降。
Wherever Jesus goes, the kingdom of heaven emerges around him.
所以当耶稣基督每到一处，佢嗰个嘅政权，上帝嘅国度就去到嗰个嘅地方。
When Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven belongs to the blessed, he is talking about the things that are happening next to him.
当耶稣基督讲到嘅就系话嗰个嘅国度要彰显嘅时候，国度属于嗰啲被祝福嘅人嘅时候，佢话呢件事情而家喺度发生嘅。
The very life that Jesus had in heaven is the life he brings to the earth.
耶稣基督在天上的生活，当他来到这个世上，就是说他在这个世上过着同样的生活。
When Jesus comes to the world, he restores our relationship to God by solving the problem of sin through his own sacrifice.
当耶稣临到这个世上的时候，他叫我们与上帝来到去和好，将罪那个的权势来到去粉碎，藉着他那个的牺牲和摆上。
By recruiting the 12 apostles and the various disciples to form the church,
当他来到去呼唤十二个门徒和其他的信徒去到他们身边的时候，他就说我要在这个地上建立我的教会。
Thereby giving us the means to reconcile to one another.
以致我们在教会这个的大体之下，我们能够是彼此来到去重建我们的关系。
Being bonded to one another through the covenant of blood.
藉着耶稣基督的宝血，将我们各人带埋来到去同归于一。
Which overcomes not only our sins, but our cultural and linguistic and racial and economic divides.
应该来讲，除了除去我们的罪之外，更加将所有的隔膜和墙壁，无论是文化上面、种族上面、风俗上面，都会能够除去。
And in Christ, our dominion over the world is restored.
在耶稣基督的里面，我们在这个世界重新成为的掌权者。
That we no longer dominate the world for our selfish benefit.
我们不是要在这个的掌权，就是为了我们一个的自我中心的缘故。
But that we might care for it like a gardener, as Adam and Eve once did.
而是按着上帝的本意来去成为这个世界那一个的好管家。
All of this restoration is what the Bible envisions heaven to be like.
所有这些的修复就是圣经里面讲，天国应该是如此的美好。
Insofar as the kingdom of heaven emerges wherever Jesus is,
所以无论耶稣基督在哪一度，天国就在那里彰显出来。
The kingdom of heaven and heaven itself has drawn near to us.
上帝的国度临到我们的当中。
Because we have the spirit of Christ.
因为我们有着基督耶稣的灵。
So far I've tried to make the case that to be blessed in a biblical sense.
所以在讲了这么多的时候，我想讲的就是说，当圣经讲到被祝福，那种的福气不是我们想象之中，而是好像刚才我们所讲的。
It means to be set apart for the mission of God in the world.
那种的祝福就是上帝将我们分别出来，作为他合用的器皿，在这个世上活出上帝的心。
In the same way that Jesus was set apart to demonstrate what a life lived faithfully looks like.
所以耶稣基督所彰显的就是说，一个合神心意忠心的人，他的生活就是这样。
In the same way that the prophets of old were set apart to call Israel back to its mission of representing God.
好像从前的先知，他们被分别出来，要将以色列人带回去上帝的面前。我们的祝福，我们的责任，我们的召命同样是这样。
So too are Jesus' followers also meant to be set apart.
所有跟随基督的人同样是被拣选出来。
To be blessed.
来到他分别成为蒙福的人。
So that we may demonstrate what Jesus' vision for a good life.
如果我们要活出上帝那一个的美好的生活，那种的情景。
To be blessed does not mean and has never meant earning the kind of money necessary to live a middle class life.
蒙福的意思不是说我们能够有足够的钱财资源来到过一个中产以上的生活。
Once again, I believe everything that the Bible wants to teach me.
没错，我相信圣经里面所教导。
I once again have eyes.
同样地，我有一个现实的眼光。
I know churches have not always been full of such gentle loving kindness.
我们明白到教会不是时常有着这种的柔和谦卑的爱。
I know there's as much drama at your average church as there is in any average workplace.
每一个的教会好像一个的职场一般，有着各样那种的小剧场和各样那种的冲突。
I know we have old grudges, and that we are not always as merciful as God is merciful towards us.
有时我们每一个人都是一个记仇的人，我们不能够放低 我哋唔係好似上帝一般嗰種嘅寬嗰種嘅寬容。
There is certainly tension between who we are now and who we are supposed to be.
冇錯，我哋而家嘅樣式同我哋應有嘅樣式，往往其實有一定嘅分。
The Bible is not blind to this tension.
聖經唔係唔明白一個嘅真相。
And the difference between who we are and who we ought to be.
唔係唔明白到我哋而家嗰個嘅樣子同我哋應有嘅樣子中間嗰個嘅距離。
Our particular passage today does not address this tension.
聖經在這段的經文裏面沒有特別說明我們怎樣將這兩個很不同的兩極來到去拉在一起。
But in the biblical worldview, we are simultaneously our current sinful selves and yet also those who will be made perfect by Christ at the end.
聖經有時跟我們所說的就是我們現在好像一個罪人一般，還有我們怎樣因蒙恩而應有那個樣式。
We are saved only on the basis of what Christ has done for us.
因为到头来我们不是凭着我们所作的来到去得救，而是凭着耶稣基督的作为。
Salvation means that God will see us forgiven because of Christ alone.
救恩所说的就是说我们得蒙宽恕是因为耶稣基督的完全。
Until the day Christ returns then,
直到耶稣回来的一天，
we will live in this tension between who we are now,and who we are supposed to be.
我们仍然会在这个张力的当中，就是我们是谁和我们应该是谁的那个张力。
What does all of this mean then for what we do today?
那这个的意识对我们今天那个的生活有什么影响呢？
In this passage, Jesus points to who we are supposed to be.
在这段的经文里面，耶稣基督表明了我们应有的样子。
And how we are supposed to be set apart.
而我们应有的样子就是我们从这个世界被分别出来。
But he gives us no instruction as to how to get there.
但他没有跟我们清楚说明我们如何去到这个地步。
So while there is no direct application from this passage to your life,
所以虽然在这段经文里面没有一个很清楚的所谓叫做说应用程式给到我们，
I can offer some general advice from the rest of the Bible.
但最少从圣经的其他的地方我们可以找到一些线索。
The first is this.
第一样的就是
Words matter.
我们所用的言语是重要。
Language is not neutral.
我们所用的言语并不是中性。
Unless you are willing to let the Bible speak on its own terms.
所以当我们看圣经的时候，我们只能够从圣经的话语它的本意的里面来去看圣经上同。
You will always be making Jesus into your own image.
有很多时候我们一个做法就是我们将耶稣基督成为了我们心中的一个样子。
And thereby worshipping a false God.
在一个这样的过程，其实我们是建立着别一样的神。
At the risk of stating the obvious,
我其实很简单的意思。
Worshipping false gods will not save you.
我们大家都知道，如果我们心中所敬拜的神是不正确的时候，这样东西帮不到。
Perhaps you are more biblically literate than most Christians.
或者我们的教会很多的信徒对圣经那个的基本上的认识是多过普通人。
But statistically, the most common religion in the church is not Christianity.
但是很多时候当我们讲到教会真正那个的信仰，有时未必是我们心目中所讲的基督教。
It's something called moral therapeutic deism.
反而所讲的就是一种的在有神观底下的一种的情绪精神的一个的重整医治。
Most people, even within the North American church,
所以在很多的教会的当中，
believe that there's an impersonal God abstractly out there somewhere.
我们真正觉得，我们觉得我们不需要认识一个有本分、有位份的一位的上帝。
Who really only cares if you do more good than bad according to some vague middle class standard.
而这个很虚无缥缈的上帝，他那个的关注就是我们在我们的生命里面能不能够活出一种的好的生活和不好的生活的一种的平衡。
For example, like use fewer disposable straws, but don't worry about the slavery required to enable a Western standard of living.
有时我们会想的就是说，我怎样成为一个正直的人呢？我用一支可以循环的一种的饮桶，我就是一个正直的人了。但忘记了有时我们对整个饮桶的要求可能只是我们中产生活的一种的期望。
And the therapeutic part is that this distant vague God wants you to feel good about yourself.
而这个有时我们心目中这个虚无缥缈的上帝呢， 我哋覺得佢所想要嘅就係話我哋過一個好好嘅生活咯，開開心心咯。
If you ever do something bad, you can pray and get some big forgiveness.
如果我哋做一啲唔合宜嘅事，我哋咪隨便嚟到去講聲對唔住，咁呢樣嘢就會拿走噶。
You don't actually have to change anything about your life.
我哋唔需要喺我哋生命裏邊作出任何嘅調整改變。
And then this vague moral therapeutic God brings you to heaven when you die.
或者有時講嘅就係、這個嘅上帝到頭來佢就無論我哋點都好，佢會帶我哋去到天堂。
Statistically, that is the dominant religion in North America.
其實大部分信徒裏邊心中嗰個嘅意念，乜嘢係我哋所信嘅宗教，可能同呢啲嘅講法係差唔多。
But that is not the God of the Bible.
當我哋睇聖經嘅時候，聖經嗰個嘅上帝係咪咁樣嘅咧？佢對我哋嘅要求係咁樣。
This is not Jesus.
呢個唔係耶穌基督活出嘅生命。
You cannot read the Bible seriously and come to the conclusion.That Jesus cares only for us to feel good about our lives.
我哋当我哋睇圣经嘅时候，我哋会发觉到耶稣对我哋嘅要求唔系我哋好好地过一个嘅生活。
You cannot read the gospel seriously and come to the conclusion that Jesus only has some vague sense of middle class morality.
耶稣基督喺福音书里边所讲嘅，亦都唔系话赞同支持我哋纯粹过一个中产阶级嘅一个嘅生活。
He literally said, "Take up your cross and follow me."
佢同我哋嘅呼唤就系话，我哋要负起我哋嘅十字架嚟去跟随。
And that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God.
佢同我哋睇见学讲到嘅就系骆驼穿过针眼，比一个嘅富有嘅人嚟到去进入天国更加容易。
If you're in this room,
如果我哋喺呢个嘅地方坐，
there is a strong likelihood you're part of the top 10% richest people who have ever lived.
好有可能嘅就係話，我哋喺呢個世上嘅歷史，我哋係頭嗰10%嘅有錢人，最幸福嘅人。
For reference, the bottom 50% of the world's population have never held more than 5% of its wealth.
喺呢個嘅世界裏邊，窮困嘅五成人啦，世上一半嘅人，從來冇手上揸過5%嘅資產。
We need to read the Bible.We need to read the Bible carefully.
如果我哋睇圣经嚟到去仔细一啲
，and not simply assume we know what it means.
而唔系假设我哋已经明白晒中间嘅一切啦。
Especially if you've been a Christian for a long time.
尤其是我哋已经成为咗个信徒好耐啦。
So it is with the word blessing.
我哋会点明白一个嘅被祝福嘅意义
？Jesus was merciful and righteous and pure and good.
耶稣基督系充满怜悯，佢系正直。佢亦都係充滿著各樣嘅聖。
And he was persecuted for it.
或者因為咁樣嘅緣故，佢係被逼迫，佢係被迫害。
Jesus was poor, so that he may be with the poor in wealth and the poor in spirit.
耶穌基督佢過住一個貧窮嘅生活，以致佢可以同貧窮嘅人同埋靈裏貧乏嘅人能夠係同道。
And they crucified him for it.
正因為咁樣，佢哋要將耶穌基督嚟到釘死。
No servant is greater than his master.
聖經裏面講沒有一個嘅仆人會大過佢嘅主人。
If you think that by following Jesus you will gain the blessing of the world，
如果我哋相信我哋跟隨耶穌嘅話咧，我哋就凡事順利，得著世界裏面所有嘅好處。
Then you have not read our passage today in light of who Jesus is。
咁我哋可能我哋睇今日嘅經文裏面，我哋並唔能夠明白到中間所講嘅耶穌究竟係。
Surely Jesus is blessed。
耶穌基督係被祝福啊！
Surely his blessing is not the way we commonly talk about blessing.
但系佢受嘅祝福同我哋心中所想嘅祝福可能系两回事。
If you want to check the accuracy of your understanding of the Bible,
如果我哋觉得我哋对圣经嗰个嘅理解系咪真系真实嘅时候咧
，You should always test against Jesus.
或者我哋就将我哋心中嘅意念同耶稣基督所表达出嚟嘅作一个嘅比较。
If your interpretation contradicts who Jesus is.
如果我哋对圣经嗰个嘅理解同耶稣基督嗰个嘅表现系唔同嘅时候
，You probably have the wrong understanding。
可能我哋嘅理解系错误。
If these days you are feeling like God is far off，
如果今日我哋觉得上帝同我哋嘅生命系好远
，Like your spiritual life is stuck somewhere，
或者我哋嘅属灵生命好似停步不前
，You should go and read your Bible，
或者我哋要从圣经里边嚟对读
，And to test your reading against who Jesus is。
嚟到去將我哋嗰一個嘅解讀同耶穌基督嗰個嘅生命作一個嘅對比。
Sometimes Jesus feels far because we've been worshiping the wrong God。
因为有很多时候耶稣基督好像离我们很远，就因为我们心中所敬拜的基督并不是圣经里面所说的。
The last piece of general advice I have for you today.
最后一个的劝谕。
Especially in the season of Lent and as we look forward to Easter.
当我们讲到我们现在在那个预苦节准备来到去纪念这个的受苦复活节的时候。
Is that you are going to have to die.
我们要提醒自己的就是我们是一群将死。
Jesus saves us as we are.
耶稣基督将这班将死的人来到去拯救。
But that does not mean we get to remain as we are.
但我们不应该说我们从此就是继续过返这个的将死的人的生命。
The part of you that is not merciful needs to go.
我们生命里面如果尚有那个的并没有慈怜的地方，可能我们要将这部分的生命摆开。
The part of you that is not peaceable needs to die.
可能在我们的生命里面有很多凶恶不追求和平的时候，我们要将那些事情摆开。
This is not a matter of being good enough for God.
这又不是讲到我们究竟够不够好去到上帝的面前。
While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
没错，当我们尚是罪人的时候，基督为我们而死。
Salvation was never a matter of being good enough.
救恩从来不是讲到我们在上帝的眼中够不够好。
God has always and will always act before we are worthy and before we are ready.
上帝愿意，上帝经常都会愿意的，就是说在我们未搞定、未准备好的时候，他已经要进入我们的生命来做工。
For that is the very nature of a loving God.
因为慈爱的上帝就是这样来做运作。
But now that we are saved,
但既然我们现在已经被拯救了，
we are to live up to the calling which we have received.
我们是不是应该要活出我们应有的一个的呼召
To be like Jesus.
来去像基督的样子
To be blessed.
真正成为一个蒙福的人
That means putting old sins to death.
我们所说的就是将我们固有的罪性来去致死
The death of our old selves will not be quiet.
当我们说要将致死我们的旧我的时候我们的旧我不会这么平静接受这件事
Most of us do not sin because we are forced to.
大部分我们犯罪不是说有人逼我们
But because we like it.
因为我们喜欢
It is so much easier to blame someone else in a conflict than to examine if I could have been more merciful.
有时在一个冲突的当中，我们很容易就将那个的责任归在别人的身上，而不是看见我们自己是不是有需要更多的慈悯。
It is so much more convenient to buy new goods and foods and experiences.
有时我们说我们要过一个美好的生活，最容易的方法就是我们花钱来去买那种的安舒，那种的美好，那种的新鲜。
Rather to confront the fact that we are rich in an age of poverty.
我们宁愿是这样，我们不想面对的就是我们是一班富有的人，在一个的贫穷的时代。
It is easier to pretend that we are pure in heart.
我们很容易来去假装我们是清心的。
Than to confess our sins to our brothers and sisters.
宁愿是这样，我们不想将我们自己的幽暗面来向别人。
To be so weak and so vulnerable.
我们不想将自己成为一个软弱，成为一个叫软弱的人。
But we who are Christians follow the crucified God.
但是我们作为一个的基督徒，我们跟随一个的为我们被钉死的耶稣。
And the Lord of the resurrection.
我们相信这个的叫人从死里复活的上帝。
Words matter.
我们所用的词汇是重要的，我们怎么明白我们的字句是重要的。
You can only be raised to new life if you die first.
我们只能够活，我们唯有活出一个新的生命，就是我们致死我们旧有的生命。
The death of our old selves will also not be quick.
我们不会容易地致死我们的旧。
No one starts off like Jesus.
我们中间没有一个人的起跑是好像耶稣基督的。
You can only learn to be like Jesus over a very long period of time.
我们可能需要很长一个时间，我们才可以开始学习领受何谓之像基督。
Reading the Bible takes time.
读圣经需要时候。
It's a weird book and a long one at that.
和我们所读的其他的书可能很不同。
Understanding it takes even longer.
明白圣经可能更加需要更长的时候。
Putting it all into practice in the context of a community that's trying to do the same is going to be a mess.
再講，如果我哋要應用出嚟，活喺我哋嘅周圍嘅時候，呢個係更加難做到嘅事。
As we try to be more like Jesus，
但當我哋嘗試嚟到去更像基督嘅時候
，And I do believe that we all try。
我亦都相信我哋每一個人都有呢個嘅嘗試嘅心嘅。
It is inevitable that our sinful natures will get in the way。
好多時候，當我哋嘗試嘅時候，我哋就發覺到我哋嘅罪性會成為一個嘅阻攔。
And we will hurt the brothers and sisters that we love.
甚至在那个过程的里面，我们伤害了我们所爱的弟兄姊妹。
And we too will be hurt by those who love us.
有时也都在我们的生命的里面，我们受到爱我们的人那个的伤害。
But this is what God has asked us to do together.
或者这个就是上帝叫我们一同来到去活出的事。
This is what Jesus has promised to the blessed.
而这个就是耶稣基督应许俾嗰啲受祝福嘅人。
We in whom the Spirit dwells shall be transformed。
我哋有着圣灵与我哋同居嘅人，我哋生命应该系被改变。
We who follow Jesus will be set apart for God and for His purposes。
我哋被耶稣基督呼召嘅人，我哋应该系被分开而活出佢嘅使命。
We have a part to play in the renewal of all things。
在这个世界那个的重整的当中，那个更新的当中，我们有我们的角色和位分。
If we put to death whatever is in our earthly nature, as Paul puts it in Colossians,
如果我们要致死我们生命里面的各样的不是的时候，好像哥罗西书所说，
We are promised the experience of the kingdom of heaven.
在我们愿意步上这个脚步的时候，我们所经历的就是上帝的国度那个的美。
Christ is with us.
耶稣基督与我们同行。
And he who began a good work in us will ensure its completion at the end.
那位在我们生命里面开始这个工作的救主，他会将我们带到去那个的完成的阶段。
For now, have a blessed Sunday.
在这个时候，我祝福大家有一个蒙福的礼拜天。
Amen.